Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is April 7th, 2024. We are currently in the month of unbiased thought, which falls under the discipline of perception. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Our episode today is 379. What can go wrong? Might. Following is a quote that aligns with that notion. Being unexpected adds to the weight of a disaster, and being a surprise has never failed to increase a person's pain. For that reason, nothing should ever be unexpected by us. Our minds should be set out in advance to all things, and we shouldn't just consider the normal course of things, but what could actually happen. For is there anything in life that fortune won't knock off its high horse if it pleases her? Seneca, Moral Letters, 91.3a-4. In this passage, Seneca is emphasizing the importance of mental preparedness to mitigate the impact of unexpected events. He argues that unexpected disasters and surprises magnify one's suffering. To counteract this, Seneca advises maintaining a proactive mindset by anticipating various possibilities and outcomes. By mentally rehearsing potential challenges and considering the unpredictable nature of life, individuals can better equip themselves to face adversity. Seneca warns that fortune or luck can disrupt even the most stable situations, highlighting the need for mental readiness and resilience in the face of uncertainty. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this past week. Biting my tongue would be a way to keep drama away, and yet I don't deploy this strategy. An even better tactic would entail being critical of my own inner dialogue to make sure it isn't what's causing the drama. So the underlying question here is, what can I do preemptively today to keep drama, fear, or other negative emotions and thoughts away? The one thing I've been consistent with for over a month now is meditating daily. The caveat here is it mainly occurs during my first cup of coffee in the morning. I feel like attaching this positive habit to a caffeine addiction is cheating in some form. Either way, the outcome is a bit more mindfulness added to my days, so I suppose that's a win. Being gracious with myself would be a good idea when it comes to attempting ridding my mind of self-loathing, doubt, and other debilitating thoughts. My plans are often at war with my other thoughts and plans. Right now, this still holds true. Hours are spent complaining about my job and doing nothing to change it. My actions and wishes aren't aligning. I think the biggest area my plans clash with one another is my mindset, and what I was seeking when I started this Stoic practice in the most intentional way I've ever attempted. If the purpose is to be prepared, stable, and clear-minded in the face of hardships, I'm failing miserably, though. I'm lacking the self-awareness I thought I had, which I believe is the root of the issue here. I change my mind too often, and that leads to my plans that are already in motion, causing friction with my new goals and aspirations. One could also see it as chasing fleeting fancies and short-term happiness at the cost of long-term fulfillment. I can't plan on making it out of the situation I'm in if all I'm doing is the minimum effort to maintain what I have now. It's foolish for me to expect growth without something changing, but I have a feeling that's exactly what I've been doing. Fighting reality can only have one outcome, and the winner will inevitably be reality in this bout. That said, sitting by passively ignoring reality can be holding me back just as easily. According to Epictetus, it's paramount that when a strong impression or emotion arises within us, we take a moment to reflect on it before responding. This helps us handle the situation from a place of calm rationality. The risks of not doing so, I've had the bitter opportunity to experience firsthand. Poor decision-making is the most prevalent issue that seems to stem from my lack of filtering my initial reactions. More often than not, I regret the decision and end up wanting to return to the past to change my mind. This is obviously foolish, and I'm not going to accomplish anything wishing for something so impossible. I'm not doing a good job of verifying my opinions, emotions, or reaction to ensure that they are based on the whole truth of the scenario, or checking to make sure that the voice I'm listening to is my own. The most positive thing I stand to gain by taking a beat and verifying the information and accuracy of external circumstances or the actions of others is a more open mind. Asking myself what I actually know about the person I'm dealing with, whether the thing that has happened is all that bad, or why I'm having such strong feelings gives me the chance to see things from a different perspective. By pausing and questioning my initial ideas and emotions, I can challenge my assumptions and biases, resulting in a more complete knowledge of the situation. This approach also enables me to respond calmer and wisely, rather than impulsively. It's my hope that if I embrace pausing to reflect before responding, that it will result in more positive outcomes and healthier relationships. Ideally, despite the worst things people do, I can have the capacity and capability to love them anyway. When I attempt to live my life aligned in this way, it proves to be much more difficult in practice. Loving others regardless of their actions feels so taboo to me that it's hard even just contemplating the notion. It becomes much worse when I try to reduce my thinking from the macro to micro. I can love a stranger despite their actions and decisions much easier than someone close to me that I feel has done me wrong. That being said, I would say that I still love Sunflower and the others that I've lost during the last couple of years very deeply, despite any feelings of being misrepresented or misunderstood. Unfortunately, in my daily life, I'm not so quick with my empathy or compassion. My thoughts are still tending toward the negative when it comes to my workplace. Even though I know how people are going to act, I still get annoyed and complain about their behavior. I honestly don't have much nice things to say about the circumstance, and I'm realizing that it's up to me to do something about it. Either I need to be doing more preparation every morning, or I need to change my environment. The latter I have attempted more times than I can count. Now I'm understanding that there are difficult people in situations, no matter what choices we make or where we end up. So it truly does come down to whether I have enough patience and empathy to go about my life and days in order to have less friction for myself and others. Everywhere I look, my opinions seem to be part of the problem. I've been holding the opinion that life's challenges and uncertainties make happiness impossible, at least for me, personally. Keeping a closed mind in itself has held me back from happiness because I have been unwilling to consider alternative perspectives or solutions. Additionally, my negative opinions about myself and my abilities have fostered a defeatist attitude that has prevented me from taking risks and pursuing opportunities for growth and fulfillment. In order to break free from this cycle, I need to challenge my own opinions and beliefs and open myself up to new ideas and experiences that have the potential to bring joy and fulfillment into my life. Lately, it feels like I've been rejecting the notion of being the type of person philosophy wants me to be. I certainly haven't been keeping a sound mind when met with misfortune, which is something to be expected. The classical view of misfortune is that it comes and goes, that it is unbiased, not picking favorites or out to get one person over another for any reason. Meanwhile, I've been wallowing and crying, poor me, and pretty much anyone you ask would say I'm overreacting. To be honest, I've been feeling disdain towards philosophy and maintaining this project. I continue blaming it for playing a role in Sunflower breaking up with me. Despite my current feelings of resentment towards philosophy, I know deep down that my misfortune is not its fault. I have allowed myself to become consumed by negative emotions and self-pity, straying away from the virtues and principles that philosophy has tried to teach me. It is time for me to take a step back, reflect on my actions, and make a conscious effort to regain control of my emotions and thoughts. Sunflower breaking up with me may have been a catalyst, but it's not an excuse for me to abandon the philosophical ideals that have guided me thus far. I must remember to stay true to my beliefs and strive to maintain a sound mind, even in the face of adversity. So on that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so that I can attempt doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself as well as others while developing new and unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love, although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things in life do take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect daily, and I recommend everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.